AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, testimony from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was interrupted.
Even as our budget request...
The committee stands at recess until the Capitol Police can restore order.
The hearing in the Senate is the first chance to question Pentagon leaders since the Israeli strike that killed 7 aid workers for World Central Kitchen in Gaza. They're also discussing funding for Ukraine. On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer talked about that.
The biggest reason Ukraine is losing the war is because here in the United States Congress, the hard right has paralyzed the United States House of Representatives from taking necessary action. That's it.
The UN atomic watchdog says the status of a Russian-occupied Ukraine nuclear plant is extremely serious after an explosion caused by an alleged drone attack. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit from the big train derailment last year in East Palestine, Ohio. Here's the AP's Haya Panjwani.
If approved by a court, Norfolk Southern will settle with all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment. It'll also give participating residents personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius from the derailment. In February 2023, 50 cars of a 150-car freight train derailed on the outskirts of East Palestine, near the Pennsylvania state line. Some of those cars contained hazardous materials and led to 1,500 to 2,000 people needing to evacuate. Norfolk Southern said that people and businesses will be able to use the compensation from the settlement in any manner they see fit, including healthcare needs, property restoration, and compensation for any net business loss. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Russian space officials aborted the test launch of a new heavy-lift rocket from its far eastern launch pad just 2 minutes before the launch. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking mostly higher on Wall Street, on track for another quiet day ahead of some potential fireworks later in the week. The S&P 500 was up 0.1% Tuesday, a day after remaining at a virtual standstill. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.4% higher. Oil prices were also a little changed. Treasury yields were easing a bit in the bond market. Traders are making their final moves before the back half of this week brings several potentially market-moving reports, including Wednesday's highly anticipated update on inflation at the consumer level. Several big banks report their latest quarterly results on Friday. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.37%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Organizers say the Olympic rings will be displayed on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital prepares to mark 100 days until the start of the Paris Games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.